Hey everybody, welcome to this short commentary on the Disc Golf Answer Man. I'm Bobby Cool Daddy Slickbree. So I'm trying something new where I just want to discuss some things that are on my mind. And so I saw a few things posted about disc golf on social media and I thought, I want to get my opinion out there. And I want to know your thoughts. So take a listen and then at the end of the episode, I'll let you know how you can let me know your thoughts. Stop complaining about live disc golf coverage. Look, I totally get it. It's a free country. You can say whatever you want. You can make videos. You can make memes. You can post your comments on social media. I totally get it. But come on. Do you really think the people in disc golf media don't know about these things to help improve their live video coverage? I got my start in disc golf media in 2009. Now, that by no means is the beginning of disc golf media. There's plenty of stuff out there before I started making media. And I remember in the beginning working for PDGA, working for Disc Golf Planet TV, and I made some really subpar stuff. And then I met up with Jeremy Rusko at Dynamic Discs and started making media for Dynamic Discs and some of their tournaments. In fact, I even made some of my own tournament DVDs that I sold.
Cool Daddy Slick Breeze Tournament DVDs. Our DVDs include complete lead card footage captured at Dynamic Disc events.
Yeah, I still can't get over that voiceover. So I remember the beginnings of live disc golf coverage. I remember what it used to look like. I remember going to the memorial and working with Disc Golf Planet TV and seeing the huge satellite that they brought out. And then when they were super excited about the live view, being able to have a pack on their back with batteries and the receiver and the transmitter and all that with the live coverage. And I remember all the hiccups that came along with it. And I'm here to tell you that disc golf live coverage has come a long way. So honestly, I get a little frustrated when I see people get upset with disc golf live coverage. Now, I get it. It needs to be improved. There's no doubt about it. But complaining on social media, making videos, making memes, it ridiculing the people that are creating this content, I just don't know that what that accomplishes. I see people making disc golf posts and disc golf videos saying that if we just need more cameras, just like golf. Yes, golf has a lot of cameras in their coverage. In fact, they have multiple cameras covering just a few holes. And then I saw someone mention that we should have underground cables at courses where we want big disc golf tournaments. Do you know how much money that would take? Now, I did watch the Champions Cup coverage, and I did see a lot of pixelated coverage, a lot of blurry coverage, and then the audio problems they were having, especially at the winning interview. Yes, I think it should be better. I wish it would be better. Have a little grace, have a little understanding, and just know that these guys are working as hard as they can to bring you the best coverage that they can. And then I see the people complain and say, I'm not going to pay for that type of coverage. You know, you pay to watch other sports. You are either paying the cable companies, you are either paying internet service providers like YouTube TV or Netflix or Prime TV or Amazon Prime, or you're paying for a sports package so you can make sure you watch the entire NFL season. So even though you may feel like you're watching it for free, you're actually paying for it. When you watch a commercial, you're paying for that coverage by your eyes watching the commercials. Yes, live coverage for disc golf has room for improvement, but it also has room for a little bit of patience, a little bit of grace, because it's come a long way and it's going to continue to get better and better and better. Okay, do you have an opinion on what I just talked about? Go to my podcast website, anchor.fm/DGAM. There's a button on there that says send a voice message. Let me know your thoughts. What do you think? Do you think I'm way off? Do you agree with me? Send me a voice message and let me know. If you only want to send it via email, if you just want to type it out, send an email to discgolfanswerman@gmail.com. I'm going to discuss your thoughts on future episodes. So let me know your thoughts.